And on the line now, I have Lisa Nick on Brehev. I hope I got that pronunciation right, Lisa, did I?
You got it perfect, yeah.
Thank you. You're with the European Movement Ireland, and we're going to talk about how Éamon Ireland's nominees have been shortlisted for the 2020 Women of Europe Awards with their for the Memory Haven app. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes, but do you want to tell the listeners about European Movement Ireland first?
Absolutely. So we're an NGO based in Dublin, but we work with people right across Ireland and indeed people across Europe. And we have colleagues in the European Movement International Network, which I'll talk about again, because that's where these awards come into things. And basically, we work to communicate the message of Europe, the EU, the value of our membership in the EU and the benefits it brings to us in Ireland, to people right across Ireland. And we do that through publications and events when we can go out and have normal events again, please God. And now at the moment, sort of online events and engagement online in lots of different ways. So yeah, it's about communicating the message of Europe and answering people's questions. And I suppose starting a debate as well. Like, we don't work for the EU. We are an NGO. We're an independent membership-based organisation. So we'd also have debates on, you know, the goods, the bads, the uglies about Europe, about the EU, about our membership, what's positive, what's not, what could be better, what could be working better for us in Ireland. So, yeah, it's about starting a conversation and starting a debate about Europe and things like we're about to talk about. Recognising sort of the achievements of people as European citizens as well as Irish citizens too, you know.
Yeah, and now we'll talk before we get into that. Europe and Brexit. Brexit is still a bit of a disaster at the moment, isn't it?
That would be certainly a way to put it, John. Yeah, I mean, we just had an event this morning with Minister Simon Coveney, and he was saying, you know, really the line was, you know, either way, whether we have a deal or a no deal, we are looking at significant and lasting change, was what he said. And I think that's what we need to remember. Sometimes we hold out hope for some sort of a deal and hope that that will be positive for Ireland. But I suppose either way, where we're at now, there are going to be some significant changes to our lives in Ireland because of Brexit. And of course, in Northern Ireland, significant challenges, economic challenges and so on and so forth. However, you know, the minister was saying they're fairly positive now that there will be some sort of a deal. They're working as, you know, as hard as possible with 50 days to go from today till the end of the transition period. So I suppose another thing that stood out to me that he said this morning at our event was we will face this challenge together with our EU partners. And I think sometimes people talk about over there in Brussels and think that we aren't supported in Europe or that we don't have a voice in Europe. But of course we have people like Simon Coveney out there, you know, speaking on our behalf. We have some top level Irish people as commissioners, all of our MEP representatives, you know, so we do have a significant voice in Europe. We are, you know, we would say in EM Ireland that we are at the heart of Europe, and we will be a key member in the European Union in years to come, even when you think about us being one of the only English-speaking countries left in the EU, when we talk about EU job opportunities and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I suppose there's some element of positivity in the last month that we'll have some sort of deal, and we'd be hoping for that just to ease the pressure on Ireland, Northern Ireland, and indeed the UK and the rest of Europe too, you know.
Yeah, well, hopefully, and that's probably a conversation for another day. But congratulations is due to four young women from County Louth.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. So, as I said earlier, we are part of a big network called European Movement International. European Movement Ireland is just one of them. And we work with European Movement International and the European Women's Lobby every year. And we will put forward nominees from Ireland for these awards, which are basically just to recognise the achievements of women across Europe. And I suppose thinking about the importance of women's voices being heard, in Europe, internationally, in the EU institutions and things like that. So, you know, usually they're given to people who are sort of advancing European issues, or just like in the case of the nominees this year, that, you know, they're working on the values, on the mission of the EU and of Europe. So, yeah, we nominated Rachel, Margaret, Joy and Evelyn, four women from Loud, who developed an app called Memory Haven, which is a support to people with dementia or whose family members have dementia or friends or loved ones. And it's a really incredible app, and we really wanted to recognise this as a significant achievement of women here in Ireland. They won a top prize at an international world summit called the Technovation Summit, which is for young women tackling community issues with technology. And so I suppose they've gotten this, they've gotten a number of awards and accolades. They've been in the Irish Times, I'm sure people have seen them, and they're just a really successful bunch of women, and it was something that we wanted to be sure was recognised by our colleagues across Europe. So we basically, yeah, we put them forward, and we're delighted to see they've been shortlisted with only two other nominees from the UK and Germany, I believe, in their category. And we'll be hoping then on the 2nd of December at the big award ceremony, which is now online, of course, that they'll bring home the top prize and be awarded that Women of Europe award finally.
Yeah, even if they don't, it's a great achievement to be shortlisted.
Absolutely, absolutely. As I say, like, they get hundreds of nominees from right across Europe, from each of the countries, you know, and we are just delighted that our Irish nominees in this category, which is the Women in Business category for the development of this app, they're one of only three nominees in the final round. So we're delighted, they're delighted. They've been all over the radio and the TV and the media and stuff in the last few days, so... Yeah, we're just excited now, and I'm very proud of them. As you say, whatever happens at the award ceremony, it's a huge achievement either way.
Yeah, and I don't want to put you on the line here, but what does this app actually do? I know it supports.
Yeah, so it's a support to people, as I say, with dementia or their families. And basically, as I say, I don't have any personal experience of working with a family member with this or anything, so I couldn't say for certain, and that'd be the best people to talk about it. But Basically, it's a memory aid, it's a support, you know. So I suppose rather than having to ask their family members questions and be constantly checking things, they have all of their sort of things written down in one place on this app. It also is multimedia, so there's a bit of music, there are pictures, so it's kind of working with whatever suits that particular person with dementia. You know, everybody has a different experience of it, so there's lots of different ways that it can support the individual, depending on what their preference is or what suits them as regards memory. So it's a support and a memory aid, really. And it's been doing really well. As I say, it's been, you know, recognised by lots of big international award ceremonies and things like that. And I just the group of women are great, you know, and in particular for those from kind of underrepresented communities across Ireland, they're all women of colour, which is, you know, just another sort of layer to what's important about their achievement and what they can kind of show to women from various underrepresented communities that maybe aren't always, you know, to the fore and on the front of the newspapers and whatever. It's a really great achievement, and we're just honoured, I suppose, to be able to nominate them for these awards and to finally now see them shortlisted.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic, and it's a great app. And I'm just looking here. It offers support to 500,000 plus people in Ireland whose loved ones have been affected by dementia.
Yeah, when you think about that, like 500,000 people in Ireland dealing with dementia, be it their loved ones, themselves, their family members. So it really is such an important type of technology. And we have that technology now. We hear the negatives about technology and social media and stuff so much, you know, and this is something that can really be positive, that can be really be transformative for people with dementia or their families or friends who are supporting them. So yeah, it's great to see, and it's a really significant app and piece of technology. And so yeah, I think they should be extremely proud of themselves if they're not already.
Yes, definitely it is. It's fantastic. And this is all going to happen on the 2nd of December. Is that correct?
That's it. The award ceremony then will be on the 2nd of December. The nominees and the shortlist has just come out, but the award ceremony then will follow. So, yeah, fingers crossed for our Irish women going out. Well, they would be going out to Brussels. They're now just going to be tuning in online. But fingers crossed they bring home the big award.
And tell us a little bit about the girls. They're in college, I take it, or...
They're a mix, yeah. One of them is Evelyn. She's kind of their mentor, but part of the group too. And she works with lots of women from underrepresented communities and boosting women in STEM, science, technology, medicine. And she is just, she's an incredible woman. She's done lots. Again, if you look her up, Evelyn Nomeo, there's lots of articles been out about her in recent months. In particular in County Louth, supporting groups up there of young women. And then there are two sisters, Margaret and, oh my goodness, I don't know which of them are sisters, but two of the girls are sisters. Two of them are in school and one of them is in college, studying abroad now, studying medicine. So they're super successful and they're really, I'm sure they're going to go on to even bigger things in the years to come.
Yeah, now at my age I wouldn't be... big into technology, although I do present a radio show, so so it's Rachel and Margaret are their sisters, and I thought they would have been all in the same the same college, but they're not, they're spread around.
Yeah, different ages. So two of them, as I say, are still in school doing the Leaving Cert. So, I had a few radio stations in Louth asking me, would they be free to interview? And I said, no, they're in school. They can't come on the radio. So I suppose another reason I'm on with you today, talking about the awards, John. And they're I'm sure the two that are still in school will go on to do great things afterwards and hopefully go on to college or whatever it is they plan to do afterwards. And one of them, as I say, has gone on now to study medicine abroad. So... yeah, I suppose they've all different interests, even though they're all passionate about this app. So that's great to see as well.
Yeah. Well, they've a great future ahead of them, especially this is a fantastic app.
Indeed. Absolutely. And it's something that, we're going to need more and more of this kind of thing in the future to support people and whatever way we can with technology. Dementia, Alzheimer's, any of these conditions are no longer what they were. We do have these tools to sort of fight against them and to support people who are suffering with them. It's not as simple as somebody not having any options. Now these things can really help, so looking forward to seeing how it helps people and how the girls do as they go on through their lives.
Well, listen, we'll wish them all the luck in the world for the awards and for their future. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, that's all really. They can take people want to learn a bit more about ourselves and European Movement. They can find us on europeanmovement.ie or on any of the social media channels, European Movement Ireland. And then they can learn more on the website there about the girls and the app. And they can download the Memory Haven app if they wish. So it's on the Play Store and the Apple Store as well. Memory Haven is the name of it. And it's well worth having a look at if yourself or your family are experiencing dementia or anything like that.
So it's out there at the moment, it's in, and can be downloaded by anybody.
That's it, exactly, and it's well worth a look at.
That's brilliant. Listen, thanks very much, Lisa, for taking the call this morning. Very, very interesting, and as we say, we wish the girls all the best.
Thanks very much, and best of luck with the show.
Thank you.